One of the alarm traps was set off a minute ago, and it woke me up, so I'm investigating. I don't see anything yet, but I imagine that all the noise maybe scared it back outside, but I'm gonna check. Right now, it's early morning, and it's just light enough to see outside, so this will be an advantage to me. What I've done is I've established a perimeter around the house now, but still, I don't see anything. So I'm about to head out into the overgrown field for a closer look. These crops are matted down here, and quite a few of them have these broken, stalks, I guess you'd say. I'm not even really sure what kind of plant this is anyway, but since I didn't actually see anything this time, I can't tell exactly which direction it may have gone, but I know it's got to be close by still. Although, from... Holy, I think it's a goat. It's a goat. I never even imagined it. Come here, little guy. Come here. I'm not going to hurt you. Come here. Come here. Wow. Can you believe this? A goat? Come here, guy. I don't think I've ever seen one of these up close before like this. How sad is that? Well, at least he certainly doesn't seem hostile. Where'd you come from, little guy? Is this your home? He has a little frayed rope around his neck. It's probably about a foot long. It's just dangling from his neck. It looks like it's some kind of a collar. So I imagine he was once tied up. Maybe around here? Maybe at this farm? This is so crazy. A goat! I mean, what am I going to do with a goat? I guess there's always... Wait, goats have milk, right? Goat's milk? I wonder if that's even something I... No, it's a male goat. Well... I guess in a way, though, this solves my problem of having fresh meat, right? I mean, this guy could feed me for weeks if I wanted to go down that route. But I don't know. I guess I would rather have him for companionship than his McNuggets. Although, I do realize that goats can surely eat their fair share of everything put in front of their face. So maybe he'll just eat grass and you know, bushes and stuff like that, so we won't really be competing for the same main course, because I don't think I brought enough food for both of us, but yeah, I think this is really exciting. I mean, it's like, just imagine the possibilities. Of course, I am approaching this new find from a logical standpoint, you know, me being who I am, and that's just how I've always been, but I bet that he could make a nice little pack mule. You know, plus I'll have someone else to talk to besides myself and this little voice recorder. You need a name, don't you, little guy? I guess Billy would be the obvious choice, but I don't like to be too obvious. I'll think about it more later. But speaking of later, I'm going to take this little guy over near the house, and I'm going to get him some food, and I need to win him over. You know, right now he seems a little bit scared of me, and I guess... rightfully so. So, I'll be back in a little bit. Man, this little guy was hungry. He's eaten everything I've given him. Plus, he tries to eat the cans and the bowls and everything around him. It's crazy. I know I've speculated a bit much on the possibilities of another living thing existing out here. And I really do hesitate to keep doing that because... well, you know, the whole battery life thing and all, but it just opens up a whole new realm of possibilities here. I mean, I haven't seen one other bug or animal or anything like that, but there's a goat running around right here. A goat. He's just as alive and well as can be. And he seems to have no adverse effects from the storm whatsoever. It's amazing to me. And the scientist in me wishes I had access to a lab or a clinic or something like that so I could do some checkups just to see exactly how he's doing and make sure that he's all right. But, I mean, right now he seems fine. But, well, I don't have access to anything like that. So, yeah. I guess I'll just watch over him for the next few days. And I'll just make sure that he doesn't actually, you know, consume anything metal or plastic. I guess that would be a bad thing. I also already started making some plans for some saddlebags for him. Is that mean? I mean, I'm not going to eat them, you know. I've already determined that. But making him my little pack mule, is that really such a bad thing? I mean, it'll give my back a little break, and I'm not going to be putting anything too heavy on him. Which reminds me, I think I've wasted enough time at this house, and I am glad that my little mystery is resolved. Because tonight, I'm going to rig up these bags to fit the goat, and in the morning, I'm just going to head back out again. I think it's safe for me to just head west and just see what's out that way. I think I'm set up a few days worth of travel as far as food goes and stuff like that. So I'm really hoping that this will at least get me to the next city, I imagine. This country isn't spread out to where there's more than a week's walk between civilization, I would imagine. Unless, of course, you count out towards the Rocky Mountains and the desert southwest, but I'm certainly not in any of those places. So I think I'll be all right. But I don't know. Maybe this is one of those times where I need to actually try out this praying that I've been practicing. You know, it's funny. I'm kind of nervous. Like I think I'll mess it up or something. I don't. But I've heard that if you just start praying, the words will come to you. So I don't know. Here goes nothing. Dear God, please help to guide my path tomorrow on my journey. Please help so that I can find something to let me know what's happened here and what my purpose is here. I thank you, Lord, for giving me an animal companion, as simple as it may be. But I think it will help me keep my sanity, and I thank you for that. Also, Lord, let there be others for me to find. And please let them be kind and not unkind. Thank you, God. In your holy name, amen. Well, I hope that was okay. It was actually easier than I thought it would be. But now, I sleep.